from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so the Astros, they're 4.5 games up. They split with the Orioles this weekend. So this is one of those series.
Oh.
This is one of those classic, on the one hand, this, but on the other hand, that series. Because on the one hand, it is the Orioles. They are a better team than you record-wise. You go on the road, you get a split. And that's, you know, you stood toe-to-toe with one of the other best teams in the American League. On the other, and you did it without Yordan Alvarez for 3 of the games. So you don't have your best offensive player, maybe the best hitter in the American League. You don't have him in your lineup, and you managed to still split. He was in the lineup on Thursday, but he missed Friday, yeah. Saturday, Sunday. Now, on the other hand,
what?
The Orioles scored 13 runs in this series, and 10 of them were driven in on 3 swings. Brian Abreu gives up the grand slam to cough up the 5-2 lead on Friday. Taylor Scott comes in for a very frustrated Framber Valdez after Jonathan Singleton kind of lollygagged a ground ball to first base that allowed the inning to stay alive. And Taylor Scott gives up a bases loaded double, I guess it was, cleared the bases. So that gives the Orioles a lead they would not relinquish. So the two losses, literally the runs that mattered, all came in on basically 2 swings. And your relievers couldn't get a guy out. They need to get one guy out. Get that guy out, and you win those games. And then last night, it almost was the same thing.
Yeah.
The 3-run home run from Urias, I guess it was. Thankfully, Alex Bregman and Yiner Diaz, back-to-back jacks, get him out of the situation.
Yeah, that was monstrous in the moment. And it's been... I choose to look at this through a positive lens just because, I mean, even Chandler Rome, who writes for The Athletic, he gets accused of, you know, maybe being overly cynical at times. A lot of people feel like some people feel like he's a hater. I mean, to the point where Dusty was, you know, asking him to go read some Camus to maybe have a different perspective on life.
On life, yeah.
By the way, if somebody's recommending Camus as the guy to make you happy or whatever, it's a bit of an obstacle. That's like you got to work your way through Camus before you're... Because I took Dusty's advice, and you get there, but you got to deal with a whole bunch of existential dread beforehand.
Good warning, Seth. Good warning.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but that's where it is with Chandler wrote a piece this weekend that honestly... It was almost like it felt like gushing praise of the fact that the Astros are even in the position they're in right now, given the rotating cast of dudes you've never heard of or maybe had passing knowledge of, and yet they keep getting it done. But then Abreu lets you down, or Taylor Scott lets you down, guys you don't necessarily expect to let you down. That look, being 500. On the road trip at this moment, they're 500 on the road trip, right? Yeah.
They're 3-4. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox.
On the road.
The Red Sox game was at home. So sorry, they're 2.
Yeah.
The road trip is 4 games in. They're 2.
Yeah,
and two.
Yeah. So they're 2-2 on this road trip. They're 1 game away from being over 500 on this stretch of going versus the Red Sox and the Orioles.
Yeah, yeah.
That it could be a whole lot worse, and the fact that those were. You know, other than the Thursday night game, this is like I still feel like this is a scrappy, differently composed Astros team that's getting it done in different ways. But I have as much faith as them as I did when they're in the midst of their winning streak.
I do too. I do too. Yeah. Like these things are going to happen. The bullpen, the pitching staff as a whole has been incredible since the bad start to the season. So to sit here and expect perfection the whole way, it's disappointing the way that it happened. The Framber one was the one that was really disappointing because it was so unnecessary. If Singleton just charges that ball, you're out of the inning. And Framber probably still has what would be a 9-game winning streak now since June 18th. Framber was visibly frustrated after that play, and I couldn't tell if it was – and he probably answered the question after the game. I think I actually saw his answer after the game where he kind of – took collective blame for it. He and Singleton both, and Espada kind of blamed both of them too. That Singleton was a little nonchalant about fielding it. Framber was a little nonchalant about covering first base.
Yeah.
And so it's probably on both of them. So Framber, and I think Framber even said we when he was talking about it after the game. But that was a tough one. That was a tough one because Singleton nonchalanted that ball, and then Taylor Scott, who's been so good all year, like the wheels have come off slightly. I mean, his numbers are still good, but Taylor Scott hasn't been nearly the middle of the game hammer that he was earlier in the year. Yeah. So he gives up that hit to Holiday.
The one that was tough about Singleton and Framber is that, I mean, if it were different guys, if there were different players involved, it would be easier to excuse it as a misjudgment or something. Where with Singleton, I don't doubt his effort or anything like that. It's just I don't think he's not A plus as a guy that can actually charge that ball, perhaps. The base runner is he's got like dead center average MLB speed. He's not slow, he's not fast. But like Framber's got a history of not covering first when he's supposed to be covering first, or doing it as Framber's the guy that I can't excuse in that moment. I'll excuse Singleton on the basis of just sheer ability. Framber's just got Framber cannot make assumptions. Right. Anytime Framber gets to a point where he assumes that this is going to happen or that, no, you need to be textbook and everything.
Yes. Last night's game, hey, look, man, there's 5-0 in Kikuchi starts. I know he wasn't great last night, but they're now 5-0.
Well, he only got 11 hours of sleep, Sean.
Yeah, that's not enough. He's a sleep enthusiast, man.
He's one of these guys.
I don't know how he
like
does
that,
it.
Just like Verlander and Bregman that have really latched on to the importance and power of sleep. Did he say he usually gets 14 hours of sleep a night the night before a game?
I read this about him when they traded for him, and I don't remember. It was more than 12. I know that. Like I remember seeing 12 as a number, so it might have been like 12 to 14 or something like that.
I don't think this is the thing I think about those guys who have talked about how much sleep they get. I don't think that's what they get every single night. You got to remember, baseball players' sleep schedule is pretty erratic. So given you every normal night you get to bed really late, and then when you're traveling, you're trying to sleep on an airplane after a night game and all that, I think they have episodes where they're catching up on their sleep, but and they commit to it. But I can't imagine that they're in bed for 12 hours.
What's your target each night for sleep?
Seven plus, ideally. If I can go a long stretch of 7 hours of sleep, then I get to the point where I'm usually waking up after 6.5 and feeling really good. I try to, my big thing is if I wake up with an alarm, then I know I gotta schedule an early bedtime.
There you go.
I gotta start. So I go to bed early until I stop waking up with an alarm, because I typically don't need an alarm.
Yeah, I'm between 6 and 7, and then I catch up usually on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do that this weekend because we had Texans. You know, like one of the weekend days, I'll go 10, you know?
You know, one of the things I've realized over time is that I can't use whether or not I feel tired as an actual gauge. I'm the same way with hunger. Sometimes I won't notice that I'm hungry until all of a sudden I'm flipping out on somebody for no reason whatsoever. And I'm like, oh, all right, I might be a little hypoglycemic here. So, and I don't flip out anymore, but you know, I get agitated.
Yeah.
You know, Sean. So... can I tell you a quick airport story? Should I tell the story I told you? Okay, so all right. So I'm
flying. Yes.
So I was flying into Buffalo a little while ago, and I felt great. I felt great. Felt just as fresh as a daisy. But when you fly into Buffalo, a lot of times you're on the little regional jet hub of the airport. It's like the oldest part of the airport. It's got 7-foot ceilings. It's kind of depressing. And the gates are all like B3A, B3C.
Yeah.
You don't even have a dedicated gate. So I was at O'Hare, And I'm like, I've never been to F terminal before. And it was like F2 something on my gate. So I get to this part of a terminal, and it's a brand new, but it was like F1 through 3 in this little section. And I'm looking around for F2. I see F1 and F3. I'm looking at the opposite side of the concourse. There's no F2 at all. And I'm like, what the hell is, where is my F2 whatever? And I asked this lady, and I was like, hey, I'm at gate F2. Where is F2? And she said, there is no F2. And then my mind was completely blown because, like, all right, well, look, I'm a pretty seasoned traveler. Lady, my ticket says F2. So I show it to her. And in my mind, I had read it like F21 or something. And she said, that's...
like it was a subgate of F2?
Yeah.
Because kind of
I was in regional jet mode. And she said, that's... And she looked at me like with forgiving eyes. And she was like, that's gate F21. And I argued with her. I said...
You argued with her?
Politely. I was like, no, it's F21. And she said, no, it's just gate F21. Gates F4 through 30 are down that way. And I've never been... It's the most embarrassed I've been in a long time. I've been more embarrassed before, but that's about the most embarrassed I've ever... I was stone cold sober.
Yeah.
And that was the moment I realized I was sleep deprived.
Right. Yeah.
That was how I knew, okay, I got to schedule some sleep.
You can't even blame like a language barrier or something. You know what I mean? Like if it was an actual word and you're like, oh, sorry, no, speak English.
I thought this was Arabic. Yeah, I didn't realize. I apologize.
No, it's numbers. Those are a universal language.
That's 21. So there are numbers above 20, you say. I get it.
How long did you get chippy with her?
I wasn't chippy with her. Like I said, I argued. Like I said, like I, you know, I
pushed
debated
back.
With her or whatever. Yeah. I was polite about it and everything. Right. I wasn't. But there was a part of me that's like, she just isn't getting it. she must be new. Look. She doesn't understand the whole subgate terminology.
I went to Cornell.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Dude, that is exactly, Ben, Seth told me this story before the show. That's exactly what I said. I said, Seth was probably, after that whole thing, Seth looked at her and said, I went to Cornell.
This is why I try to be as forgiving as possible on stupid mistakes that athletes make. Because sometimes in the game, you're just, imagine if I had a 30-second play clock when I was trying to find my gate.
Right.
I would have been yelling at the sideline.
Call a timeout.
Call a timeout. It's fourth down.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Fourth. Oh, it's actually
That's funny.
Plenty of time and it's not fourth down.
That's funny. Someone said too many pills, Seth. No, Seth is clean, man.
I'm clean. Like I said, I hadn't had a drink in at least over a month when that happened.
Yeah. No, you're doing
I
great.
Had just seen a at O'Hare, they have a self-serve craft beer dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, this feels like the future.
Wait. And where did they have this? At O'Hare?
At O'Hare, yeah.
Self-serve
craft beer.
Wow.
Like a tap. It's a tap. Like
yeah.
You go up and you pour your own.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world we live in.
Is it free refills?
If it depends on how much you trust this camera surveillance, I guess. Yeah. I can't imagine it is. I'm guessing
no,
you have
I can't
to go
either.
Up and scan your credit card.
Oh,
and,
okay. Yeah, they probably have a little.
And probably your I bet it has your license too. You know, because now whenever
the magnetic strip on there. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Text message, Singleton has no room for error. He's a scrub and needs to do everything and anything to stay in the game. Well, that's not nice.
The first base, I mean, we're at a point where I know a lot of people thought it was, or think that it's ridiculous that they would think about putting Bregman at first base. And I'm like, if that's what saves his arm, are you honestly telling me you like any of these guys at first base better than Bregman? I don't care if he's short. He could be 4'11". He's a better option at first if that's how you got to get him on the field.
It was good to see him at third base this weekend, just to see him out there. So that was good, but you're right. Chandler had another piece. Chandler had two good pieces this weekend. The one you're talking about, which basically is like a – I read it. It was almost like it felt like it was. He was making a great case for manager of the year for Joe Espada in that piece you were talking about. When you see listed all the things that the Astros have gone through this year, I think he called them the most bizarre juggernaut in Major League Baseball. Chandler
a bizarre did. Juggernaut.
The other piece he had, it was a game recap, but it was the story of the Singleton game. Was just how awful it's been at first base for this team this year. And that's where Abreu double screws you. Jose Abreu, that is where it's not just that he was so bad, but he was so expensive and they were so invested in giving him a chance, they didn't go find a plan B at first base. Like once you cut him, it's like, okay, now you're out over your skis after you cut him. And you're like grab bagging with Singleton and DiCenzo and putting Dubon over there. They've played 8 different guys at first base since letting Abreu go. That's incredible. He got let go at the end of May. They played 8 different guys at first base in that time, according to Chandler's article.
That's what I thought about on that Singleton play, that Singleton / Framber play, was, all right, yeah, you know who probably just makes that an easy out at first is Bregman. He's never played first base at any level, apparently, maybe since Little League or so.
He said no affiliated level, so not at least.
No affiliated level, but then he said also amateur or pro.
Okay.
So I don't know if he meant like he hasn't. I don't know what he meant by affiliated.
Yeah, not a first baseman. But to your point, yeah, I think he would have charged that ground ball and touched first base on Saturday night.
I like, since we're so into experiments this year in both Achilles tendons and in baseball at first base, I like the idea that maybe if Bregman has that challenge of playing first base, that it makes him even a better batter than he's been as of the last 6 weeks or so.
Yeah,
just like it dials in something to where he gets out of his brain a little bit and he's just unconscious at the plate because he's focused on first. Maybe a little bit, or you know, I guess Jordan's better when he's playing left field.
Yes, yeah.
Even in freaking, man, Camden Yards has never felt so much like an actual yard as when Jordan's out there in left field.
Dude, Dubon running into the wall last night? I could think of was like, oh, God, thank God that wasn't Jordan. Sorry, Doobie. Oh. Thank God that wasn't Jordan.
We should have updated everybody, so
we'll do it in headlines.
We'll update you on the potential car crash that happened in left field.
Yeah, we'll do it here in headlines coming up next. We got Texans, we got Astros, we got NFL news, contract disputes. We got it all in headlines coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.